the older will serve the younger. But Rebecca knew in her heart that she had done something wrong. But if you drop down to this, the Bible says, Jacob made a vow to the Lord and said, now, if the Lord will bring me back to my own land and give me raiment to put on so I can do that with my family, whatever I have, I'll give a tenth back.
Is that what your Bible says? Come sit on. You read that,
King James said, let me tell you something. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, people around you will feel it. You ain't gonna feel it, but they'll feel it. The Bible said that when Jacob began to go get some wisdom and knowledge, now don't forget now, what goes around comes around. Don't forget
the 34th chapter. Because he had one daughter named Diana, and she went out looking in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Go to read it. It's 34th chapter. I'm talking about grandma. You know what I'm talking about? Just flip over to the 34th chapter. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. What I'm trying to say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. When Jacob got ready to have children,
He got
took
down the first
man
because he wanted
Rachel,
but he had
to work
7 more years to get it.
The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:12, that evildoers shall wax worse, deceiving and being deceived.
And that's something. But any that live godly shall suffer persecution. If I suffer, I gain eternity. If I suffer for the name of Jesus, I know that he got a crown waiting for me. And you, if you just hold on and say, Lord, I believe, and for God, I die.
Jacob, look in your Bible. Jacob said, this is none other than the Lord's place. He saw a ladder going up to heaven. I know it's time for y'all to Y'all ready to go eat now and take your medicine. Somebody told me, say, nobody in here, though, somebody outside of here. Hey, don't flip on those snot bags. I said, okay, you make me talk about it more. Because everybody, at one time or another, have to go and know, I believe they do.
All right.
Now if you know, the Holy Spirit is with me, but I still have to go. All right. But what about you? I'll get up there every day. I said, okay, yes.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
get up there.
You tell me one thing, I'm going to do another. Because I'm real, and I'm trying to tell the church, just be real with whatever you do, and try to help somebody along the way. That goes a long, long way.
And each member of this church, I'll try to do it.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program takes place monthly every second and fourth Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that number is 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from Elder Jeffrey Johnson. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
If you will go turn with me to 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, the 8th through the 20th verse. When you get it, just say you have it. Amen. All right, you're looking for it. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the 8th through the 20th. I will say this, that I want to give honor to the Lord and Savior of my life. I want to thank God for my pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, to all the elders, brothers, Bishop Sasser that's in the house, amen. Thank God for him. Can we give him an amen? Amen. And to my wife and her absence, but I give honor to her, Dr. Tasha Michelle Blakely Johnson. Amen. Amen. I gave her full name, y'all. That's because I love her. Amen. I miss her much. And the word says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by the one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, or have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. For the body is not one member, but many. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is that therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. We're on the winning team. We're on the winning team. Thank you. You may be seated. In today's life, we talked about it even in Sunday school, but in the beginning of life, there was good and evil. And at some point of our lives, we knew that we had a choice. And if you, in honor of Super Bowl Sunday, this is the day that everybody's going to be in front of, well, not everybody, but a lot of folks going to be in front of the TV. And they're going to be rooting for one team, either rooting for one or rooting against the other. So therefore, there's two teams. And so even in life, there's a team. You're either on the good side or you're on the bad side. You're either on the sinful side or you're on the holy side. You got a choice today, but you're on the winning team if you're on the Lord's side. I'm almost finished already. I want to let you know that even on today, I thank God for my father, that he has the way he has brought us, but he let us know there's good and evil. And he said there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. That's the Bible, that is. But he used to tell us, he said, you got one. There's two ways that this thing going to happen in your life. You're either going to do it my way or you're going to do it my way. Yeah. Come on, y'all missed that. You're either going to do it my way or you're going to do it my way. And the reason why he was saying that was because his way, he knew better for us. And so my father was a true man of God, and he would stand up for us, and he would tell us what we didn't need, what we didn't know. So sometimes we would make decisions, and our decisions were not what we wanted because it was what he wanted. And even though it was what he wanted, it was for our good. Sometimes you got to stand in the gap for somebody that don't know what's good for them. And so I thank God for my father on today. I just want to give that one shout out to him. So at the same time, in life, you had some decisions to make. When you went to school, you were either with the in crowd or you were with the out crowd. Or you were somewhere in the middle because you didn't know which one you was going to be with. But even in the fact that you had to choose a crowd, you had to choose either it's going to be the good one or the bad one. The one that's in or the one that's out. Even on today, we talked in the Sunday school lesson that Jesus had two groups. He said, there's some sheep and there's some goats.
Both of y'all gonna make it up here with me, but one of y'all gonna be, I'm gonna invite you to stay, but the other ones I'm gonna cast you out. So you gotta know today that we got a choice today that you got to make. But your choice better be the one that's on the winning team. God gave me this. I said, look at your hand. Hold your right hand up for me if you would. Look at your hand. There's five members on that one hand. There's the pinky. The pinky. When you hold the pinky up, it's normally to help you let somebody signify that you're drinking coffee or tea. It's a ditty. It gives you it kind of gives you some sophistication when you're holding that up. That's basically all that is there. It's just an indication that I'm doing something on a sip side. Then you got the ring finger. The ring finger normally holds the finger that holds the ring that's on there and gives support to the pinky because the pinky is not that strong. Then you have the middle finger. The middle finger is used to support when gripping the object, but sometimes it's used in the form of the ungodly to cuss somebody out. You use that finger, but I know it's not among the saints, so we don't have to worry about that. Oh, my God. You got the index finger. The index finger normally points out either somebody else's mistake or it pointing at everything that you're trying to get somebody to notice. That's normally what this finger is for. Then you have your thumb. The thumb is small, it's mighty, but it holds the help. It helps you grip an object that helps get grips an object to help support the rest of the other fingers. But at the same time, it may be small. It's either you're trying to hitchhike somewhere, or you're trying to give the thumbs up that you agree with something, or you're giving a thumbs down that you don't like it. Either way it goes, they all have their own purposes. Y'all pray with me. All have different purposes. All have a different purpose, but are on the same hand for the body. But when you put them together, it becomes a fist. It becomes one. And it can become mighty if you just allow it and use it for the right way that it needs to be used. It's the same thing with all these brothers that's up here. Brothers, would you stand for me just for a minute? Look at all the brothers. Yeah, bishops. Yeah, all the men in the house stand. I just want y'all to see something. All the men. Don't the women sit in. You see all this here? Now, each one has a different gift. Each one has a different calling. Each one has a different position right here in the church. But even as we are different, we all owe one on the winning team. When we come together, it is something amazing. Come on in here, brothers. Come on. Good. I ain't gonna leave the pastor down. Look at the power of God in the house. When we join together, you can't push me down because one can hold me up. The one on the end, he may fall, but we can hold him up. That's the same thing we stand as a wall for our pastor even on today. So God wants us to understand that where we are today, we are called to many positions, but we still on the same winning team. Oh my God. I got two more cogent minutes. Mark 10:27 says, and Jesus looked upon them, saying, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. We're going to face some difficulties in life. We're going to face some things opposition is going to come against us. Sometimes we might be standing alone, or we feel like we're standing alone. But what I found out, God said, I never leave you nor forsake you, so you're never alone. And when Jesus is with you, you're more than a conqueror. It's more than everything that you ever have been, because he is everything that you need. We're going to face some difficult times ahead. But with God, nothing is impossible. We can win when we're on the team of Jesus. Romans 8:28 says, and we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Because you love God, he's going to call on you. He knows your heart. He knows who loves him. He knows who's despising him. He knows who are the sheep and who are the goats. We got them that are in the church that may be at their sheep, and they're doing the work of Christ. But then we got some goats in here too that come to church, but they don't do nothing. They don't try to help nobody. They don't try to put forth a hand to do anything for anybody else other than themselves. That's a goat. But a sheep, it said, a sheep knows my voice. So when the Lord tells you to go out, you will go out when he tells you to go out. He will tell you to help that person that needs some help. That's what the sheep is going to do. Oh, my God. Will you be ready when God calls your name to get in the game? In the spirit of a Super Bowl, it is sports. Sometimes they call you, you're sitting on the bench. And sometimes just because you're sitting on the bench, you feel like maybe when is my time going to come? And you want to get in the game, but when God calls you, are you ready? Huh? Will you be ready? Uh-huh. Will you be ready to handle the challenge according to God's word? Now, I said it that way because according to God's word means you don't handle it in your own way. You got to have enough faith to believe that God's word is enough and that you'll obey his word the way God tells you to do it. You can't do it the way you want to do it. You have to do it the way God tells you to do it. When you do it the way you want to do it, you might mess it up. But God's perfect will set you up and put you in the right place to give you what to say, and it will work out just fine. Woo, my God. Will you stand tall by faith knowing God called you for a time such as this? When he calls you, do you not know that it's him that's calling you, not yourself? Huh? Are you willing to stand tall by faith, knowing that you are standing on God's word, believing that he's going to work everything out already? Did you prepare before you got in the game? Oh, my God. Now, that's a tough one, because a lot of times we think we're ready. We get a testimony, Brother Bishop, and sometimes we get one testimony, and we go with that, and then we call to preach. That's not always the way to do it. You got to go through some things. That's one testimony. Because I'm going to let you know, as soon as that problem goes away, God's going to allow another one to come. And you might not pass that test, so you might have to just hold on just a little while longer. But in preparation, you have to get in your word. You have to pray sometimes. You have to fast sometimes. You have to set yourself apart and get with God and hear what God says and not what you want to say. I'm almost finished. Romans 8 and 31 said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? When God is on your side, you can't lose. When you're on the Lord's side, by faith, you always win. In life and death, you have the victory. Let me tell you something. Whether in life or in death, you have the victory when you're in Christ. On this side, we have the victory. On that side, we have the victory. Because when you die here in this world, you go to be with the Lord. And when you're with the Lord, you're right where you need to be. But right now, you need to be with the Lord here on earth. And then let them see the light of God shining through you. Oh, my God. I did not mean to get up here with all this. But you're on the winning team. We are on the winning team. It's up to you to decide what team you're going to be on. I know the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles are playing today, and many of y'all got your mind already set up of which one you're going to choose. But I want to let you know there's a certain enemy called the devil, and he is out here on one team, and he got a team to come to kill and to steal and to destroy you. But I thank you that we have a God and a Lord and a Savior who is on my side, who let me know that when I'm on my, in Psalms 118 and 16, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? This is his word. I'm not preaching nothing but his word. I thank God that even on today that I have chosen the Lord's side. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Oh my God. You have to know who you're going to serve on today. If you're going to serve the devil, then go and serve the devil. If you're going to serve God, serve God. Because either way it goes. Let me tell you something. I brush my teeth every day. Oh, I try to. And when I do, I have to use cold water or hot water. For some reason, right in the middle, if it's lukewarm, I have a gag reflux. And I thought about that. I said, Lord, you said I'd rather you be hot or cold. Because see, when you are hot, God already knows where you are. When you're cold, he said, I can deal with that too. But when you're in the middle, It's something about that I can't take the taste of. I spew you from my mouth. So you need to choose the side, what side you're going to be on. You're either going to be hot or you're going to be cold. But either way you go, you got to know that if you're on God's side, you're on the winning side. If you got Christ in your life, you're on the winning side. If you got the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, you're on the winning side. If you're living for Christ, well, all you know how to do, you're on the winning side. If you want to love God with all your heart, you're on the winning side. You can't turn and look at your neighbor and cuss them out and then turn around and tell them, I love you. That is not on the winning side. You got to be either in or out, hot or cold. But either way it goes, choose the winning side. Because if you're in Christ Jesus, we are all winners on this team. And none of us can go in heaven just by ourselves, y'all. There's not going to be just one place for me and say, I got a room. I know there's a mansion built for me. But my mansion don't mean this. Why do I have a mansion? It ain't just for me, so you can come visit, right? So I mean, I got to have somebody come see me. Why I want a big house with nobody but me in there? I need to bring my children with me. I need to bring my family with me. I need to bring my neighbor with me. On this lesson, even on today, the Sunday school lesson, it said we have to go out and seek them that who are hurting, who are lost, who are naked, who are despised of, you know. You have to reach out to them. But when you're on the winning side, you want everybody to know who the winning side is. Huh? When people win, what do? They go out in the street and they celebrate. They celebrate. Watch one of them teams going to win the Super Bowl, and they're going to have a big parade. Well, the same thing with us. We need to be saints of God. We need to be celebrating. Look, I'm on the winning side. When I'm out there, I need to be talking about, man, I'm so happy that I'm on the winning side. I'm glad that God has got his hand up on me because I'm on the winning side. I'm on the team that God has called me to. He didn't leave me out there in sin, but he called me into a salvation. Did he not? And he didn't do it just for me, but he did it for you. Amen. Let's give God a praise for the winning team. We are on the winning team, y'all. We are on the winning team. Amen. Would you please stand? Would you please stand? You have to understand that we are not a social club. This church is not a social club. We are not coming here to socialize with one another just to say, hey, I saw you at church today. It's not for us to have a lot of people in the building just to say, hey, we got a large congregation. But God wants us to understand that we have a work to do. Our pastor has done nothing but told us every day, day and night, that we have a work to do. He lets us know that even when we are here, we're not just to work here at the church, but we need to go out among them. He said, go out to the hedges and the highways and commend them and call them. Let them know that you're on the winning team. Huh? Some of us have some issues that we're still dealing with, but see, that's what the enemy wants to keep you down, to keep always reminding you of the problem that you have, yeah. That thorn in your side, whatever it is, that hang-up that you're still holding on to. God, the devil is elevating that thing. He is still sparking that thing out there so you can see nothing but the problem that you have. But God wants you to understand today that you're delivered because through his Christ, through his word, through his spirit, that everything is okay. That you're stronger than you think you are because you're more than a conqueror. He knew you had that problem. But yet he still called you. Look at here. I talked about the fingers. And I'm going to get off this. But I looked at this and I said, well, and God kind of gave me another one. He said, here, all my disciples right here. And I got one Judas.